Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we are analyzing the birth chart of the Affordable Care Act. We actually evaluated this chart back in October when it was having big problems. But in light of recent events, with the sign-up now surpassing expectations, we've decided to give things another look.
This may seem a bit odd at first. Can a law have a birth chart? Well, yes. In Vedic astrology, birth charts are not limited to just people. We can do the birth chart of a country, for a business, and even for a particular event.
There's even a special predictive technique in Vedic astrology for determining the outcome of an action, which is used beforehand to choose the best time to act. It's called a Muhurtha chart.
Anyway, in this case, we are using the White House signing ceremony on March 23rd, 2010, at approximately 11:45 a.m., as the birth of what is now commonly referred to as Obamacare.
So the signing becomes the birth of Obamacare. We can analyze the resulting chart to determine the destiny of what is being referred to as Obama's signature legislation, his mark on history.
And yes, this chart looks correct, especially when you consider how much trouble it caused during its gestation and how much more it spawned as soon as it was born.
Right off the bat, we see that this is a double Gemini chart. The rising sign of the moon, the two chief significators in Vedic astrology, are both in the first house.
Gemini is the most dualistic of all the signs, branding the law as dual-natured, having two sides.
Which it most certainly does in many ways. The Affordable Care Act was a governmental effort that epitomized the less-than-appealing sausage-making that our lawmakers in Washington are known for. Plenty of deals and compromises which end up watering down what was originally intended.
And it was born amidst much controversy. The main energy for this law keeps manifesting as supporters versus opponents. No sooner had the ink dried, lawsuits aplenty were being filed.
Yes, and going all the way to the Supreme Court, which ultimately had to give its stamp of approval.
Getting back to the chart, notice that the rising nakshatra, the lunar sign on the ascendant, is Audra, the sign associated with Rudra, the god of storms. Certainly this law has stirred up quite a tempest.
Audra is also known as the sign of catharsis, of transformation, which often happens after tears are shed. And there is no doubt that Obamacare is going to transform the healthcare landscape of the country, but what else in the chart suggests controversy? Surely the sixth house must be involved. The sixth house is the house of struggle and difficulty, as well as health and disease.
Well, David, let's take a look at the sixth house. The sign here is Scorpio, and its ruler, Mars, is placed in the second house, where it is debilitated. In other words, potentially more malefic than usual. So Mars, the planet of conflict, is representing the sixth house of struggle, and here it is in the second house, the house of money.
And what was the big sticking point with Obamacare? The money. How to pay for it, who pays for it, how much, and on and on and on.
And yet, this chart has some notable strength as well. There's quite a powerful 10th house of public actions, which is also the house of success. There are no less than four planets in the 10th, in Pisces, which is the sign of empathy and support. The main idea was to do something about the abysmal healthcare situation for the poor and the working class of this country.
The ruler of the first house is Mercury, which joins the planet of the government, the Sun, who rules the third house of efforts in the 10th house of success. Joining the Sun and Mercury is an exalted Venus, representing the 12th house of institutions such as hospitals. And let's not forget to mention Uranus is in the mix, the planet of the revolutionary.
Yes, strange as it may seem, universal health care, even a somewhat defective version of it, is revolutionary here in America.
National health care, something which is taken for granted in European countries, is actually a controversial, edgy issue here in the States.
Before leaving our 10th house analysis, let's take notice of Saturn, the planet of delay, occupying the 4th house of results, and sending its powerful aspect onto the 10th and all those planets. Saturn is also representing the 8th house, the house of chronic problems, adding yet more evil to its influence.
And yet Saturn is also the significator of longevity and endurance. So here we see that Saturn will actually help Obamacare last in the long run. So Ron, what can you say about the future of the Affordable Care Act based on the birth chart of the event? Does the planetary period system apply to the chart of a law?
Yes, of course it does. And we can see that Obamacare starts its life in a Rahu major period. Rahu is a difficult energy to handle. It is the significator of obsession, of transformation, of the future, but also causes obscuring, i.e. confusion, and the Rahu major period for the Affordable Care Act has quite a few more years to run.
So what we have is a transformation that causes quite a bit of confusion. In other words, this will take some time to sort out. The law is, after all, some 2,000 pages long. How about the recent turn of events? There seems to be a lot more positive news lately with the increase in the last-minute sign-ups.
Well, for that, we have to turn to the transiting planets. Note that, at the end of March, retrograde Mars had backed into Virgo. That puts the planet of action, delayed by its retrograde condition, in the fourth house, which is the house of results. And there it is conjunct natal Saturn, the planet of delay.
Also, at the beginning of March, Jupiter had ended its retrograde phase, and while transiting Gemini, the ascendant of the Obamacare chart, Jupiter now contributes its energy of confidence and optimism to the implementation of the law.
So people have renewed confidence that this will, after all, be workable for them.
What about down the road? Planets will be changing positions later this year.
Yes, and it looks like a mixture of good and bad. Jupiter will move to Cancer in June. That's the second house of this chart, the house of money. Jupiter's positive energy will help the ACA work out financially. But then in November, Saturn will go into Scorpio, the sixth house of the chart, the house of struggle.
But natural malefic planets are supposed to be good when transiting in the sixth house because they help overcome the difficulty.
Yes, David, that's true, but the malefic planet also creates the difficulty in the first place. The Republicans aren't going to give up, especially if they make some gains in the November elections.
So the travails of Obamacare will continue.
Yep, it ain't over yet. More fur will be flying.
Thanks for clicking in with AstrologyNewsReport.com.